Okay, so now we are up to finishing Hilchos Prikotina, and then we go to do the whole Shmir Guf about Tashchis, which is a major one, and then we do we do the whole Kufzat the Aleph? No, we do the whole Kufzat the Aleph also. Okay, well, all right. So finishing Hilchos Prikotina Sif. Vav.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you recording?
I think I recorded, no?
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yes.
Yeah, thank
Yeah.
you. So, Vav. B'nei Chabura. Sh'iru le'echem me'em sh'ragli chamayi re'uas. You have the B'nei Chabura, right? That it happens to one of them that the legs of his chamar are re'uas, are bad. Meaning, the bunch of cars driving, and one car can't keep up with the others. Because it's a Subaru stick shift. Ain't b'nei chabura rishoyim. The b'nei chabura that was for Jesse. Ain't b'nei chabura rishoyim. The b'nei chabura are not allowed liparid im chamireim to separate with their chamaras l'anichu levad b'derech and to leave him on the way. Avlim nofo chamire v'ene yochel oid leilich klal. But if the chamar just breaks down and it can't go anymore, rishoyim liparid imenu, then you can separate. Ve'ein tzrichin l'sa'akeh b'shviloi yosem midai. They don't have to wait for more than it's enough. If you have a bunch of people traveling in wagons, and something goes wrong, he blows a flat on his wagon and he's got to fix it. They can't separate from him unless he has to be there for a while. A lot more than is sufficient, which is, of course, very vague. So, meaning, how much time are you mechuyev to wait around? With your car to wait for somebody who breaks down, which is interesting because we said before that you can't leave a guy alone on the road because it's a sakana. And here we're saying that if it's yosem midai, then you can leave him alone. Okay, simin kuf tzadi hilchos shmiras haguf ubal tashchis ubay gimel seifim, taking care of your body. Aleph, mitzvahs to say, lasis Michael Lagago. It's a mitzvah to say to make a fence on your roof. Shenema v'sisa Michael Lagagechi. You should make a fence on your roof. Goyva Maka, the height of the Maka ain't pachas me'asara tvachim gavoya, not less than 10 tvachim high, which is anywhere between 35 to almost 40 inches. Utehe chazaka g'dei shishan adam alein has to be strong enough that a person can lean on it, but like tipal and he won't fall, so it can't be rickety. Gagin shalanu shein mishtam shenalein, but our roofs that we don't use, especially when they're slanted, peturin, they are potter. Because nobody, as long as it's a roof that nobody goes up to, then you're not mechuyev to make a fence. But it's not only a roof. Anything that's a sakana that a person might trip and die, chay b'maika v'tikun, he is chay with a mica, and with which means a fence, and he has to fix it. And anybody who leaves a place without a maka, bittul mitzvah saseh, he's bevatal mitzvah saseh, v'over al lois saseh, and he's over on al lois saseh shenever lois sasim damim b'vesecho. Do not place blood in your house. If somebody has a bar in his yard, chayav lasis lechulya gavoya tvachim, he needs to make a pile of dirt around it. That's 10 tvachim high. Or lasis kisa like kisa to make a cover on it. So nobody falls in it, right? Meaning, what you have the most practical is in the stairs. That you need to have a railing on your steps, right? Anything that a michshel, anything that somebody could mess up on, whatever, get tripped up, that has sakonas tefashas. It's a mitzvah to say to remove yourself from it and to watch yourself. And if you leave it and you don't remove these stumbling blocks that can cause sakana, if he has a rickety ladder that's in his house or in his chutz, and the same thing if you have a bad dog in your house and that can cause people damage. Gimel. The same way A person has to be careful in his body not to make it get lost and not to ruin it, not to damage it. Same thing with your money. You can't just be anybody who breaks a kli or tears a beggar, I'm Abd Michael, I'm Mashka, or he makes he destroys food or drink, I'm a Muslim, makes them disgusting. I Zarek Mois Libor, he just throws money away. Vahinamakalkal Shark called over Shahya, Raishi Hanabai bin Yodam, or he just destroys things that people could use. Iver Belaisa says, Shanemar, do not destroy trees, right? That's what we learned out the whole thing about Tashis. It's from not destroying fruit trees. So then you get into can the like summer camps ask, can they do projects with macaroni? These type of things. So yeah, the question is nowadays with our abundance of food, so the question is that really called Baal Tashchis? Is it not called Baal Tashchis? Okay. Simi Kufza the Aleph, Isser Tsar Bale Chaim, Isser Sirus, another summer subject. Right, Tsar Bale Chaim, killing bugs, killing worms, salamander hunting, fishing, hunting, all that stuff. Uboy vav se'ifim. Aleph, osim min ha'tar le'tzara kol bal chai. You're not allowed to cause tzara to any bal chai v'adarab. Chayv l'hatzel kol bal chai mitzar. You have to save every bal chai from tzar, afilu shel hefker v'afilu shel nochri. Even if it's hefker, even belongs to a goy. Achim hei mitzarim la'odom. But if they're being mitzar a person, I should tzarech ha'odom lohem l'refuah l'shar davar. Or the person needs it for healing or anything else. Mutar afilu l'hargon. You mutar to kill them, v'ein chayshish l'tzaron. And you don't have to be chayshish for the tzar. Sharei Torah hetira shchita, because the Torah mata shchita, but lachen mutar limrait nutzos ma'avzeis chayos. You're allowed to take out the feathers from live geese. If ain loy noitza acheres, if you have no other feathers, rak sha'olam nimnayim mishum achzorius. But the people don't do this because it's just achzorius. But this is the heter why you're allowed to kill bugs and you're allowed to trap animals and kill animals and anything that's annoying humans is allowed to be done. Not, but you can't kill other humans who are annoying you, that you can't do, right? Bay susim hamoishchem ba'agol v'giyu l'makom b'kulkol. So you have horses that are pulling the wagon, and they get to a place like mud or whatever it is, either har gavaya or a high mountain. Ain yichan lushos b'li ezer, and they can't pull it without help. Mitzvah lazor af le'nochri mishum tzar b'lechayim. It's a mitzvah to help even to a goy because of tzar b'lechayim. Because we're afraid that the guy's gonna give a whooping to his animal to try and get it to go faster. Gimel. Also, you're not allowed to tie up their feet so that they have tzar. So you have to get there, you can get into whether you're allowed to tie them on a leash or not. Dalet. You're not allowed to put a bird on eggs that are not from its type. Because of Tzar Bale Chaim, I guess they don't like sitting on foreign eggs. Hey, also Lusaris, this comes up a lot also. You are not allowed to how do you call Cirrus? Castrate. You are not allowed to castrate, not a human and not a behemoth, chayav, whether they're kosher or whether they're not. Bain Beretz. And anybody that does it is chayav malchus. Afilu hashkois kois shel ikrin leish. Even if they just give a kois shel ikrin, which basically will make him sterile. Even though it's a groma, you're not allowed to give a woman medication that makes her sterile. Men is a lot more chomer than women, and then there comes the number one shaila in the animal. Well, besides for the Hilchos Shabbos. Is what do you call it? There's two types. There's neutering and spaying. I don't remember which one is for the male, which one's for the female, but it's a problem. So there's different eights, but let's see. Sitvav. Also, Lasaris, you are not allowed to ask a goy, right? Just like you're not allowed to ask a goy to do malachah on Shabbos, you are not allowed to ask a goy to sterilize your animal. And there are those that say even to sell it to a goy, to give it to him for half schar, meaning you're making a shutvas, if you do it to yisarsa, if you know he's going to sterilize it. Also, Mishum Da'akum Gam Kein Mitzuvah Al Isser Siris, because a goy, even though it's a stiras and gemaras with this, but a goy is also Mitzuvah and Isser Siris. Ve'im Kein A Yisrael Iver Al Lifnei Iver. Miu Im Ein Ha'akum Ha'koin Ha'masaris Ba'atzmai. But here's your heter. If the guy himself is not going to sterilize, Rak Noisin La'akum Acher L'saris, he's going to give it to a different guy, to Yimisaris L'kulei does have it Lifnei to Lifnei, like we had in Avodah Zarah. It's a double Lifnei, U'Mutter, and it's Mutter. Now he says L'kulei Yama, it's Mutter. There are many, I don't know many, but there are those that are chaylik on that too. So basically, if somebody wants to spay or neuter their dog, so what you have to do is you have to sell it to a guy and then let that guy bring the baby to the vet, the animal to the vet, and then let that vet sterilize the animal. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine Shabbos, or if you're listening to this on Wednesday Shabbos, you should have a fine week. And Motzei Shabbos, we switch to halachos of 9 days. All right. Okay. Have a fine night.
So I don't have to read your sheets. I can just tune in on Matsushabas.
Well, you know, it's going to take a week to get through it. But yeah.
About what time, Matsushabas?